Good morning, welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we are going to be learning together Mizmor Mem Ches, the 48th Psalm in the book of Tehillim. It is somewhat of a more known one. We'll see why in a second. It is, of course, part of the long group of the B'nai Korach Mizmorim, which was started at Mizmor Mem Beis. This continues in the same fashion, and it starts with the Koseves, the inscription, Shir Mizmor Li B'nai Korach. This is a song for the sons of Korach. It is broken up, of its 15 psukim is broken up into four sections, and they're pretty much along the same lines. And that is that the first, with excluding the inscription, psukim beis to dalet describe the beauty of Tzion, of Zion, and as the place of Shekhinah. Then psukim hei to ches, 5 to 8, describe the kings who are shaken up by what they see in Jerusalem. Psukim test Yud Aleph 9 to 11, talk about the praise of Hashem living in Zion, in Zion. And finally, the Psukim Yud Beis to Yud Aleph 12 to 14, call upon those who rejoice to surround, to walk around Zion, Zion. And finally, the last pasuk, which is a conclusion, Ki Zeh Elokim Elokeinu, this is Hashem our God, Olam Vo'ed forever, Hu Yanagenu Al Mus, and He will lead us. Different way, he guides us in whether we translate it as when we were children. We'll get back to that pasuk at the end. So there seems to be a general theme, and the most general theme is seeing Hashem in Zion. The greatest expression of the Ribbono Shel Olam, of the Almighty in this world, is when he is in Zion, and when it is clear to others that he is in fact to be found there. It seems to be describing that there is an incident where the other kings of the world, the kings of other nations, will come to Jerusalem and see God imminently there and be shaken up by it, and to be really humbled by this experience. It sounds like though describing Hamlochim Noadu of Royachtov Hemro Kentamohu Nivalu Nichbozu. The kings came, they gathered together, and they got all shaken up. Tomhu Nivalu, they were in wonder. And towards the end, there's a call on people to walk around Jerusalem, a very beautiful thing that is done many times a year. Soibu Tzion Vakifua, surround Jerusalem, walk around Jerusalem, and count and walk around Sipru Migdolea, count the many bastions, the many towers in Jerusalem. That seems to be the general overview of the theme. As in terms of the events behind the Mizmor, when did this take place exactly? It sounds like this was said by Olei Regalim, by people who went to ascend to Jerusalem for the Aliyas HaRegel, and they would say this as they came up to Jerusalem. However, some of them unfortunately try to identify, is there a specific event? It sounds like that there are kings who came to Jerusalem to and maybe tried to attack it and weren't able to. In this ilk, the Malbim suggests there was a large natural disaster, like a storm which occurred, wherein the nations who were coming to attack Jerusalem were destroyed, their navy, their armada was destroyed, and that is why it's referring to the Onyos Tarshish, the boats of Tarshish, which is a seafaring nation, which were trying to attack Jerusalem and ultimately were destroyed by this storm in history. It could be referring to an event we do know about in Jewish history, which is that we know that Jehoshaphat, one of the earlier kings of Yehuda, of the Judean kingdom of the south, lost all his armada to the boats, to the navy of Tarshish. We know in Melachim Aleph Perekhov Bez Pasuk Memtes, Jehoshaphat asa anios Tarshish, he made boats to go to Tarshish, boats of Tarshish, Laleches Ophira La Zohav, but Allah Kinishburu anios Be'etzion Gavir, his navy sank. Might be referring to that event. It's very hard to actually make a direct connection. Some say it could be a metaphoric description of how Sancheirev, and so to speak, his army, came in waves against Jerusalem and ultimately fell apart, and that's how Jerusalem maintained its dignity and its sovereignty. That could be what it's referring to over here. Or it could be some sort of unnamed event in the past that we don't know about. Rashi and the Rajak project this to the future and say this is referring to the war of Gog Umagog, the apocalyptic war at the end of times, as we've seen some of the Mefarshim do this before, and that it's referring to a time when ultimately everybody will be able to see the beauty of God in Jerusalem. They'll look at Jerusalem not as, you know, when Mark Twain describes his arrival in Jerusalem in the 1800s, and he says that he talks about it being this decrepit city falling apart with no commerce, nothing happening. It was harder to see the roads than to. There were more rocks on the roads than there were off the paths of the road. It really just a decrepit state of things. That's not what we're talking about in this Mizmor. We're talking about seeing how Hashem is to be there religiously and obviously as it expresses itself physically in the sovereignty and the power of Yerushalayim. And Dad Mikra Ramos Chacham says it could be, this Mizmor has nothing to do with war and protection at all. It could be referring to just an era where Yerushalayim is so prominent, where Yerushalayim was such an epicenter, not just in the Middle East, but in the world as a whole, that it refers to a way that all the nations come and pay homage, come to visit Yerushalayim because of its name, because of its grandeur. And that might be what's referred to here. So not necessarily Thanksgiving about a war, more specifically about it being the center. In terms of the place in our davening this appears, the reason why this should appear to be a obvious mizmor, a well-known mizmor to us, is because this is, as the Mishnah, at the end of Maseches Tamid describes, the mizmor shir shel yom of yom sheni. This is said, or was said in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, sung by the Levim on Mondays, and this is in fact what we said, the end of Tefillah at Shachris, when concluding davening, the psalm of the day of Monday. The Gemara there actually links this to the days of creation. Rabbi Akiva says this to the links to the days of creation. And for the reason being is that on the second day of the world, Hashem divided the waters. There were some celestial waters and there were some terrestrial waters. So what does that mean? So it's connected to this day in the sense that Yerushalayim is chosen. It's separated from the rest of the cities, the rest of the earth. And Ha'araya, the proof is in the pudding if you think about it, because which is the most debated real estate in the world today between nations on a religious national level is Jerusalem. It is the center of the three main religions of the world, Judaism and its two daughter religions, Christianity and Islam. It is the most sought after and fought over city in the world. So it is clearly something which is divided and chosen, and chosenness creates dispute for those who feel they also would like to have a part of it. It is important to also notice that the Dat Mikra points out that this Mizmor does link to the previous Mizmor of Sunday. The Mizmor on Yom Rishon talks about ascending to the mountain of God. Who's going to ascend to the mountain of God? This Mizmor talks about the person who has already ascended to the mountain of God and how they will dance around it, how they are sobu tzion vakifua. They're going to see God there, they're going to rejoice about God being there. So this seems to be the natural continuation and progression from Sunday. Two psukim in the spotlight very briefly. Pasuk Gimel goes, Yefeinof Mesos Kol Haaretz, Har Tzion Yarkasei Tzofon Kiryas Melech Rav. When describing this, we talk about the fairest district, the joy of all earth, is Mount Zion to the northern side of the city of the great king. Now, this Rasha, the Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah, in his book on the process of return, of repentance, describes that when it says Yarkasei Tzofon, that means the thighs of the north. It does not mean the northern side of the city, as could be translated, but what it really means is the Yerech, which means the thigh or the flanks, Tzafun, of a way which is hidden, referring to the Mizbeach, which had pipes, hidden pipes, which would take the blood and take the wine and the water libations down into the ground. And it refers to how when a person were to have sinned in the times of the Beis HaMikdash and had contrition and went back and they felt bad, they would come out to the Beis HaMikdash, they bring korbanos, and there would be a discharge of their guilt as they were able to express all those emotions through the process of korbanos, through the Mizbeach. And that's one of the beauties, one of the beautiful descriptions of Yerushalayim, is this place where a person could ultimately find a space for return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what is referred to in this pasuk. Focusing on the last pasuk, and perhaps with this we'll close. Ki ze Elokim Elokeinu Olam Voed Hu Yenageinu Almus, and it is translated in the Living Nach edition. For this is God our Lord, forever He guides us when we were children. What does the word Almus actually mean? It's a debate in the Mefarshim if it's one word or two words, because Alamos can mean forever, or above death, so to speak, this eternality, immortality, or could mean, as the Ibn Ezra points out, from our children, a childhood, referring back to our childhood, which is almost the opposite expression of this. And if you think about it, Yerushalayim really is the center of place, and it is the center of time. It is the center of place because the Evan Shasiya, the stone with which the rock from which the world was nursed, for where place ultimately comes out of, is in the center, is in the Kodesh Kodosh, and that's why the Aron, Ein Amin Amida, the Aron, when it is there, it does not take up place, the Ark, in the Kodesh Kodashim, because it is the center of space. It is also the place where time stops as well. It's why in the precinct of the Mikdash, the showbread never got stale, why the Ner Ma'arovi, the Western candle, would not go out Jerusalem, the air center over here, was a place where it was the portal between two worlds. It's the wormhole between two dimensions. And when there is a wormhole, there are irregularities which occur within that space. There are irregularities in spaces in time and place which occur in the precinct of Yerushalayim. And that's why we talk about this being the most special place, and we refer to the immortality of it at the same time. And with this, we close Mem Ches. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.